Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I will now take check-ins for those on Echolink. So are there any stations on Echolink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KC2YSM-KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, Bill in Franklin Park Borough in Western PA. And I see one favorite man out there next on the Echolink. And please wish him a happy Weatherman's Day today. This is KA3TFB, Bill, and we'll be giving it back. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, great to hear you again this week. So, boy, we got some cold temperatures up here. How are you faring?
You know, when a smart woman asks a dumb man a question, there really isn't any clear definition. Now, I look at this snow that falls as the devil's dandruff. I didn't hear anybody laugh about that. But anyhow, we are in the 30s. There were snowflakes in the night, you know, just enough to coat a few things. And I'll be honest with you, if it could be the other way, I would take it. But I didn't have to shovel too much snow this winter. Maybe a day or two, and that was quick. I don't like a coat on. I don't like hats. I don't like gloves. I don't like being in cold weather, you know. But, you know, thanks for asking. You know, you're like me, have an inquiring mind. Back to net control, and Mr. Kevin James, he's next on the list. And thanks for being there, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay, Bill, sounds like we have a nudist on our hands. We have 17 degrees here. So, golly, ice is bad. But thanks for joining us. Alrighty, I know who's up next. Looking for Echolink stations.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta. And yes, it is Weatherman's Day, so weather persons, if we have some women out there that are weather people too. So, yeah, I'll hand it back to you, Kathy, so I can do a check-in official.
Okay, Kevin. Great. Well, thanks for checking in. Glad to hear you and taking the time to join us this evening. That's really neat. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
EC2WI.
WA to you.
Alrighty. That recognizes Pete and John. Pete, I know you're always busy. So what's up with you today?
AC2WI. Just got off of an hour and a half or so of the Fine Repeaters digital experimentation net, and it's really kind of frustrating for me because I just don't receive it very well. But in a way, that's good practice because we know that we can find what modes work and what modes don't work with noise. And the real fast ones that don't have a lot of error correction and stuff tend not to. But there's always little glitches. It's a prime example of why. If you want to use the radio for emergency communications, unless you're a fireman or something, or some job where you're really using it all the time because of that, you better become a ham. And you're going to get ham radio. So if you're a prepper or whatever it is, you know what? Get your license and get on the air all the time, because the emergency is not the time to figure out proper procedures or how to hook the radio up or what to do if there's noise. And you got to fiddle with it. The claim is that's why the contesters and DXers will make good emergency communicators, because they deal with all kinds of conditions and they got to get information out real fast. Although of course it's only about 5973, but or in some exchange. But anyway, all kinds of little glitchy things go on, and once you figure out and you get them ironed out, and you know how to take care of it if something happens, that's the true thing. Whether you're doing it all during Aries, drills or something, or whether you're just doing it. But it's a real good article, and I think in emergency, it's like emergency responder or something like it. Some magazine that's, geared for, emergency managers and people like that. A guy who wrote it, obviously, was a ham, but very, very professional about, when you lose all your communications, this is where you go. When the cell phones and the trunk system fails, and somebody cuts, the fiber optic cable to the 911 center gets cut and all that, call a ham. And of course, if you've got a good group that's well prepared and has some technical knowledge and as just appliance operators, that's exactly the case. Anyway, I'm now trying to wrap up a few computer things here. I want to do some things this weekend, and trying to get a little bit of stuff straightened out before I call it a night. KC2WI.
Well, you're so right about everybody being prepared, and everybody having practice at things, and just staying on your toes, because you never know. This is strange times we're in, so you got some computer projects going. Boy, it was a beautiful day. Did you get outside?
Well, that's kind of a long story. I looked at the forecast and I said, well, it's not going to be real warm. It's supposed to be sunny and whatever. But I had a Mars net that I got an email about, some practice or whatever, training for an exercise. So I said, maybe I should do that, and da 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 da. and that was at 1 o'clock, so it really put a crimp in the middle of the day going outside. But boy, every time I went outside, it looked nice out there, but man, it just seemed cold. So I was in and out, you know, walked to the post office, weather the other day, or maybe the humidity was high because it was so warm. I'm not sure what, but it looked a lot nicer than it felt. So the answer is not really. And maybe Sunday, I don't know, tomorrow it sounds like kind of a sunny day. KC2WI.
Yeah, you're right about that. I know I went out a couple of times and the wind was cold, but the sun did feel good. Great. Anything else for us this evening?
Well, I don't think so, really. I will mention that there was some, one of the guys up here mentioned in an email about doing a license class. I said, that's a great idea, but I'm not going to, you know, lead it. And I sent out an email to a lot of people. So far, I haven't got a lot of response, so I don't know that we're going to do it, but... You know, if we did hear enough interest, then I guess we could go with it maybe in March or so. And I'm having sort of blown my chance at being outside on probably the best winter in a few years for winter field day and not getting too many contacts. I'm saying, oh, it's only 6 months to the big field day, so for what, 5 months, I guess. Keep that in mind, KC2WI.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, and as they say, 6 more weeks of winter, whatever that means. So, all right, Pete, thanks for joining us. We're going to boogie along here, and next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. It's a 15 degrees. That's 15 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir this evening. Boy, what a surprise, and temperature. So, been busy the last few days, been enjoying our gym. Monday we went for a walk, Tuesday went for a walk, and got on the air diet, made sure that all worked. I only did about 10 minutes, about 4 miles, I guess, but that was, you know, it's nice to get out and gradually break things in and get back into the swing of things. It seems to be the evening for me. It was the best time to do that. And last night it was the weight machine. I mentioned it to Bob, all the weights, I think, have the wrong numbers on them. They seem to be a lot heavier than they were. Last time we had a gym set up was December 5th, 2013 in Clay. So it's been a while, but it's all reassembled. And tonight was the elliptical. Did about 15 minutes, about 3-some-odd miles on the elliptical. Got the ramp up and the resistance going, so... And we have a Roman chair out there. For those that don't know what that is, you sit down, you put your feet under this device, and you lean back, and you're horizontal. Your body's horizontal, but your top portion from your waist up is suspended in midair. So you're basically doing sit-ups. So kind of got to judge what you're doing because there's no floor underneath you. You can't get back up. But it's kind of a, Kathy really likes that device, so... And we got the stereo out there hooked up, so we're trying to gradually find a similar Blu-ray, CD, DVD player that we have in the living room so we don't have more remotes to deal with. Pete, you're right on the emergency training. One thing we did, I remember when we were in Clay, a few of us were involved with Oswego County. We went up for a emergency preparedness thing, and they gave us a scenario. A lot of people had beepers, so what they would do is they'd utilize the old weather radius and set it up for a frequency for a repeater, and then they could tone it out, and it would activate the weather radio. But they gave us a scenario. Of course, 9 Mile was, you know, a big thing up there, and still is, I guess, at this point. But they said, well, this has happened. You've got this going on. The staging areas at the state fairgrounds, blah, 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 normal telephone lines are down. Everybody's grabbing for their pockets, thinking, well, ha-ha, we're all set. We have our handy-dandy cell phones. And then the guy said with a smile in his voice, let that rig, it is 10 minutes in there, or 9 minutes and 59 seconds. Anyways, your cell phones do not work in this scenario, so put the cell phones away. You'd have no cell phones. So they had to rely on packet radio and things of that nature. It's good training. And I guess that's one of my personal pet peeves, is a lot of traffic handled in the area. But a lot of them are canned messages, and it's almost, you know, verbatim what is going to be said. So I often wonder, in a true scenario where emergency communications is going to be put out there, how people would actually handle true messages of welfare and priority messages in a different scenario rather than canned messages. And that's my comment on that. So putting together a substantial go kit in a, what do they call it, I'm trying to think, a Pelican case, waterproof, frequency, maps, things that work. So it's a true test. All right, we'll turn it back to Nat. Maybe some other people will be joining us. WATU.
All righty, Jen. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, we're down to 15 degrees now, so it's going to be a chilly one. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KD2FPM for a comment when you have a moment.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kathy. KD2FPM here. I was just going to mention, well, we got 25 degrees on the outside here right now, so we're about 10 degrees warmer than you guys are. Tomorrow, I've got to be in Sherburne. The Boy Scouts are going to be doing some function there at the Sherburne-Earlville School, and they're doing some radio stuff, so we're going to help them out. And after that, my plan is to go to Utica, and I may actually venture up towards Boonville. So any of you guys up there want to keep your ears peeled, if you can hit the 145.170 down in, I guess they call that the Oneida repeater, keep an ear to that, or I'll try to see if I can hit you guys up if I do make it as far north as Boonville, and I'll try to, you know, say hello and see who's around. So I'll hand it back to you, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. John just mentioned to me that's a Verona repeater. But, boy, that's cool. You're doing stuff with Boy Scouts. Well, good for you. Be cool to hear some of them on the radio, you know. It's good. They should be interested in stuff like that. That's really neat. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Please call now. Alrighty, hearing none, I will, before I close the Black River Valley Service Net out, do a week. So here we go. The only time you hear Jesus Christ in a Unitarian Universalist church is when someone falls down the stairs. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net, and I would like to thank Bill, Kevin, Keith, and John for joining us, and all those who are listening, because I know you're out there. Everyone have a great weekend. Safe, stay warm, enjoy whatever it is you do, and we'll be talking to you soon. This is KC2YXN Clear.
K3TFB, this is KD2FBM. Bill, are you still hanging around?
Roger, Roger there, young man, on top of the evening to you. And we are, I won't tell you where we're at. I'm ready to put a garbage bag in the place here. Anyhow, we're doing fine here. It's been a rough week, but we came up out of the bottom. And I wish you the best. How's it going? Over.
Yeah, I definitely hear you there on a wild week. I had meetings and just, you know, the typical craziness of things that are going on here. And I've been trying to plan for this deal tomorrow over in Sherburne. It's actually a little bit, you know, north and west of me, more west than north, though. So I guess the Boy Scouts, they've got some deal going on, and they wanted us to kind of be like spotters. And I'm not sure if we're going to be doing really actually any communications with the boys. I think it's more or less they've got us kind of being there as the backbone to make sure if something goes wrong or someone lost something or, you know, needs direction or, you know, whatever. We're just kind of there as the backbone for support, for communications. So my one friend who's on Octen most of the time, Matt Jenny, KD2HKB, he's the one that's going to be the net control, basically, for this event. And he'll be supplying a UHF repeater that we'll be running off of. And then he's also got a GMRS repeater that we can tail on in case, you know, we need another backup, you know, case things really get kind of crazy and zooey. So yeah, it'll be kind of neat. And then, like I say, from there, my idea is I got to head into Utica. I got to take care of, just check Kelly's house, and then hoping to head north into the Boonville area. Maybe I might try to hook up with a friend or, you know, chat with a couple people on the repeater up there and see how it goes. All right, K3TFB, KD2FBM, back to you.
Roger, Roger. Hey, you know, I'm glad you're involved in the scout thing, because down here there was a change in the philosophy of scouts that I didn't agree on. So what happened there is when they come around and asking for money or something, I just kind of shy away from them. But the thing is you know, the aspect of mentoring, you know, that needs to go on, and also in the amateur radio field too. You know, we need to be mentors. You know, we need to help each other, and that's how this, you know, it's classified as a hobby, but it's a skilled hobby. You become skilled at it. You've become you with the understanding of certain things, how certain things work in a rough aspect. You know, you become a little better at it. And of course, I always said, and I could be, in this point, it would be debatable. I thought that this was a rich man's hobby. All right, but anyhow, good to hear you're busy there, and I have all kind of plans for the weekend, but I'm going to do absolutely nothing. I may just do, Kevin, what I did last week, warm the cushions on the couch. And with your final there, I'm not going to hold a repeater. I'll give it back to you for one more go-around from KA3TFB through the Echolink system. And back over to you there, Mr. Weatherman.
Yeah, definitely I receive you on that one. As a matter of fact, that book there, boy, I'll tell you, I'm eager to get into it, because it kind of has some neat physics stuff that I haven't dealt with since I was in college. And like you say, the mentoring factor, you know, I've had, I guess I could say I haven't had that one specific Elmer. I've had several, which, you know, gosh, if you really want to go back, I probably have had people pushing on me to jump into this since I was in the ninth grade. And, well, if I give the date on that, I'd have to tell you I was at least, you know, 30 years ago almost. That's kind of scary when I even say that. So if I had listened to them, I would have been already licensed probably close to 30 years now. So, boy, I tell you, hindsight's 20/20. But, hey, you know what, I'm making up for lost time. And like you did say, it is a rich man's hobby. But, yeah, I'm making do, and I'm making things work. And, you know, sometimes it's taking bits and pieces of stuff and putting it together and saying, hey, this is neat and that's actually doing something. Or you can take the easy way out and go buy the expensive thing that's already all done and just plug it in and say, ooh, I'm on the air. But sometimes half the fun is getting there rather than just plugging something in. So I kind of enjoy doing, you know, what I can and, you know, piecemealing stuff together. So All right, my friend. Yeah, like you said, we'd all hold the repeater down. So hopefully I'll catch everyone that's up in the Boonville area tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to say hello and see who's up that way. And I tell you what, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM. I will be clearing the repeater on your final bill, and I'll just hang out until then.
KD2FPM, KA3TF, and a B there. And fine business there. You have a plan there. I enjoyed it the most when I received my general. I thought that that was the greatest thing in the world. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that I wouldn't gloat, that I was just ecstatic. Because there were so many people in the VE line trying to upgrade. And there was quite a few that didn't make it. You know, they called out names, but there was a small amount of names. And it's tough for a lot of people. You know, not everyone will like that cup of tea. But I enjoyed the challenge. And you know, Kevin, the curriculum that they had, the King's College, and I asked that man in the King's College that was teaching at the time, he now has a flight school in Florida, I think his name is Bisbane or something like that. But, you know, I asked him if he had any of his old documentation that he taught from, because it was VHS. How old that is, huh? And he says, no, he didn't have any hanging around. But it was the best of the best of the best of the best. It was skill level teaching at a college level, all the mechanics and, you know, the arithmetic and the things behind the scene, and I don't have it. I don't have one because I donated my stuff after I graduated from the general to an amateur radio club somewhere, and I gave it over to them. But anyhow, what you have is great, I think. And the next step, you know, is we'll have to look for another publisher. With that in mind, wish the best for you. Enjoy. KD3FPM. KA3TFB 73, and we'll be logging off the Echolink system. Nighty night.
Okay, Bill, listen, you take care of yourself. And one valid point I know you were starting to make there, too, is the fact that, you know, people that get in with ham radio, and then you put that on your resume that you have your ham radio license, that sometimes can be very eye-catching to an employer, because that means you're a very systematical person and you have a very mechanical thought process in your mind. So something, you know, if there's youngsters living and, you know, listening out there and wanting to know what to do for a living in the future, you know, hey, you know, ham radio can be a gateway to many, many great things, and they always say the sky is the limit. So, all right, with that being said, I will say 7-3, and I want to thank those that make the Echolink possible on this repeater in the club and everybody up in the Boonville area. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, like I said, I'll be in the Boonville area tomorrow, and we'll catch you guys then. And, well, I believe Octen is already underway on the 145.17, and hopefully someone will be in to visit you guys from Octen shortly, and I'm going to head back to the 146.850, my home repeater. So until the next time, 7-3-KD2FPM is clear.
KOGA for Octen. Anyone else with or without traffic? stations with or without traffic. Stations for us, then come now, please.
Good evening, Mark, N5AOW.
N5AOW. Hi, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Octa? Okay, I'll make this the final call for Octa. Anyone else with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is there.